I am sitting here with Steve Meyer, and he is with the National Pork Council, and he is an economist. And so we're going to talk the market. When it comes to the pork industry, what is the market like? What's the future hold for us?
Well, right now, it's been a tough year because of cost of production. I mean, the drought drove corn prices to records and soybean meal prices to records. And so producers have suffered through that. Many of them had some coverage on feed costs through the end of the 2011-12 crop year in August, but there wasn't a lot of coverage for this fall. We had a lot of hogs come to market in August and September, primarily because producers were trying to, those last few pounds of gains weren't making any money, so they tried to ship the hogs a little earlier and reduce weights. And so we had a surge of pigs that drove drove prices to the seasonal low. I think we've seen the low for the year. I think we're going to kind of move sideways, but still some pretty substantial loss for cash marketers this fall. And the outlook for next year is a little better, but it's still not very good with only profits during the summer months. So the real critical thing for producers right now is that we get rain next year. I mean, we've had surprisingly strong financial wherewithal to withstand the storm this year, I think, but we couldn't handle two of them.
What are you guys doing on the council to help educate producers and consumers about what they can do to get over these humps in the market and to drive on?
Well, the big thing, the Pork Producers Council, of course, is the public policy group for representing producers. So they've been working on a number of things in Washington. One of them, they've been trying to get a waiver of the renewable fuel standard, which would allow ethanol producers and ethanol blenders to reduce the amount of ethanol they use in the coming year and thus leave a little more corn on the market. The impact of that is debatable. We don't think it would be huge, but you know, our producers use about 1 billion bushels of corn every year, or the equivalent of that, and so if you take 50 cents a bushel off of that, it's a big number. And so that's one of the things MPPC is doing. They work on a lot of fronts on regulatory issues, trying to make sure that costs stay in line, that producers aren't burdened with undue regulatory burdens. And so I think that's very effective work. The Pork Board, which is the checkoff funded, is, of course, on the promotion side, and they're trying to sell pork wherever they can. The MPPC has a big role in that, especially on the export side as well. So these two producer groups, though separate, they work together on many issues, especially on the marketing side, and they've been very effective over the years, I think.
Let's talk briefly about the Farm Bill, with it or without it. How does that affect the pork industry?
Well, the pork industry always has some interest in the Farm Bill and the conservation titles, equip funding, market access, market promotion monies that go for promoting our exports, which are so important. 23-24% of our production gets exported. It doesn't look like there's going to be much of a livestock title in this bill, maybe none at all. And in general, that's good because those have normally kind of delved into some areas that we think can be a regulatory burden on producers and those kind of things. So I don't know that the delay in the Farm Bill is not good for agriculture. We need some certainty. We don't need the threat of reverting back to permanent law of 1946 or whenever that was. And unlike some of the other farm enterprises, I don't think the pork industry has as much at stake in the Farm Bill, but there are still some important things in there.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you taking a few minutes. Again, Steve Meyer is with the National Pork Producers Council.